Welcome, everyone. Welcome. That is a great, great upbeat tune. Hopefully, to get you going. It's morning where you are. It is a beautiful summer day here in Minnesota, and I am Mark Struthers, your host. And welcome to the Architecture of Wealth, where we give you the tools for well-balanced wealth building. And today we are talking about Roth. Well, not Roth versus traditional. That's we're breaking up these podcasts so they're in smaller bite-sized portions, and hopefully they're delicious. But we're going to talk about just what is a traditional and a Roth, and kind of an intro of how to compare them. And then we're going to do Roth versus traditional. It's a battle, a rumble in the jungle, if you will. So when we're talking about Roth versus traditional, we're talking about two account types that are probably not very well understood given their importance in our lives. Most of us, all of us, contribute to an IRA or a 401k, and we usually have to choose between Roth and traditional. Well, knowing what they are is a good start. So with traditional accounts, the money goes in tax-free. With an IRA, you get a deduction. With a 401k, traditional 401k, no taxes are taken out. It's seamless. It just goes into the 401k tax-free. So the IRA, you have to do that extra step. In many ways, you can think about traditional accounts are ones where money is put in pre-tax. Now, there certainly are some accounts that are like that aren't called traditional, but it's probably a good place to start. Roth accounts, the money goes in after tax, but comes out tax-free for qualified distributions in retirement. Probably the best account type is the HSA, health savings accounts for high deductible health insurance plans. Not for everyone. The reason being, they are triple tax benefit. They have a triple tax benefit. And if you can kind of grasp that, you can kind of get a feel for where you want to start looking for account types. With an HSA, the money goes in tax-free, it's tax-deferred, and it comes out tax-free for qualified medical expenses. It can even turn into an IRA at 65, but it's also certainly great to have to help out with things that Medicare doesn't cover. So the HSA is probably the granddaddy of account types. The traditional and Roth are both double tax, have a double tax benefit for the traditional, tax-free going in, tax-deferred, but taxable coming out. Roth, taxable going in, you pay now and then you play later. It's tax-deferred, but then tax-free coming out for qualified distributions. Same with the 529 plan. So 529 plan, taxable going in, tax-deferred, tax-free for qualified education expenses. And probably one of the least tax advantageous, although annuity salesmen don't like for me to say this, is a non-qualified annuity. You just get tax deferral. And there's even some other tax issues. That being said, some folks certainly use them for their tax benefit. But I'll leave that up to you. And that's a conversation for another day. When you think about initially comparing traditional to Roth accounts, it's often good to make sure you're comparing apples to apples. Most people don't. Most people will put the same amount in each account, and that's why the Roth, I think, maybe has been overused. They said, well, yeah, why you grow them at the same, if you grow them at the same investment return rate of return, of course the Roth wins. Well, the way you should compare them, is compare what income goes in. So in the case, if you have a $1,000 contribution to a traditional IRA that's tax-free, you're at a 20% tax rate, you put $800 into the Roth. So it's the best way, what income do I have to produce to contribute to each to keep them, to compare apples to apples. If you do that way you don't have to grow the tax savings in a separate bucket. Now you certainly could do that if you wish. And if you're maxing out accounts, so if you're up to the limit, there you might want to compare the two. You have to grow the tax savings in a taxable account. But one thing that's often misunderstood, that if you're the same tax rate now and you're the same tax rate as you are in retirement, they're equal. You can do the math. So say you're 20% tax rate now, you put $1,000 into the traditional, $800 into the Roth. I use an example in my presentations, grow at 7% per year for 30 years. And then the Roth is tax-free, but the traditional has 20% tax, same amount. So they are equal. So it's, you're kind of guessing at what your tax rate is now and what it will be in retirement. Now, again, if you're maxing out accounts and you're trying, and that's a good problem to have, you know, of course, you can often look to other accounts. I mean, if you have a 401k, those limits are very high. They're not income-based. There are income limits to get that IRA deduction, and there are income limits to make a Roth contribution. For 401k, that's not the case. But if you do are someone that says put $1,000 into an IRA, $1,000 into a Roth, you should take, and you're at a 20% tax rate, you should grow that $200. Well, actually, it'd be $250, because you'd have to do the calculation differently. You have 20% off of $1,250 to get down to $1,000. And I don't want to split hairs or confuse you with a bunch of numbers, especially when none of you can see them. I'm not even showing this in the video, the vlog, the video podcast. I don't know what the young people are calling it these days. And then grow that alongside it, and then see what you have in retirement. So those are the best ways to, I guess the first step really, if you're trying to decide, is, you know, kind of understand the way they work, understand what the tax benefit is, and then understand how you should compare them, and then make a decision. And that will be our topic for our next podcast. We're trying to keep these under 10 minutes. The idea being that you could do these in a jog, a brisk walk. You're taking the dog out. My dog's name is Pebbles. So we have to walk her down to the frontage road and back, and usually about 10 minutes, or a light jog, if you're a cross country runner like my son, a 2 mile jog. But whatever you're doing, I hope that because they're shorter, they make it more palatable, bite-sized portions. That's all I have for you today. I'm going to record the Roth versus traditional debate right after this. I hope you find it healthy. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you tuning in, and we welcome any feedback, any topics you want to hear, please let us know. Stay well, everyone.